This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 18th. I'm Tom Rogers. We take a bit of a diversion from our format for the usual podcast today because last night was election night. There were a lot of election results, and there were quite a few other news stories that took place during the day yesterday. We have quite a bit of news for this morning, and we'll do a complete newscast and forego the feature. We'll go back to our normal format of an in-depth feature tomorrow morning. Taking a look at today's news, Karen Foster will replace Geraldo Rosales on the Champaign City Council after yesterday's elections. The change on the council could mean a change in the city's ban on smoking in bars and restaurants, as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
With Foster replacing Rosales on the Champaign City Council, the 5-4 council support for a smoking ban becomes 5-4 support for relaxing the ban. Mayor Jerry Schweihart, who was re-elected without opposition yesterday, said he'll take advantage of the shift.
I think we're going to probably readdress the smoking issue, because even non-smokers, a lot of them I talk to, don't like government interference on it.
Schweihart said he would probably seek a compromise. Councilwoman-elect Foster said that's what she favors, keeping the smoking ban in restaurants but lifting it in bars. Foster says that for her, the issue isn't smoking itself.
It is the fact that I think the bar owners or the business owners need to have their own policies. They need to decide what their own policies are for their own establishments.
But Champaign voters also re-elected smoking ban supporter Tom Bruno. In fact, he was the front runner. And the second place finisher, smoking ban opponent Deb Finan, says the whole issue may be moot if legislators pass a statewide smoking ban. It's already passed the Illinois Senate. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Four new Champaign Unit 4 school board members will take office next month. Two of those elected yesterday are already weighing in on how Unit 4 should handle a proposal for an evening alternative school. That story from AM 580's Jeff Bossert.
Former Champaign Teachers Union President Greg Novak, the top vote-getter with nearly 6,000 votes yesterday, says the current school board has a tendency to avoid asking tough questions. He says the proposal unveiled this week for an evening academy at Central High School is one example of the board needing to be accountable for its actions.
There's some quite serious questions about the salary figures we were given, that the proposal could be much more expensive than the figures that were given on the table, that basically it's a lowball estimate. So that needs, you know, that's going to be one of those things we have to ask those questions and make sure, again, looking at the planning, can we go ahead and make sure we know what we're doing before we do it?
Novak says after a failed referendum last year, the Unit 4 board's top priority should be restoring the credibility between it and the public. Christine Shalafu says it's imperative that the new board become unified in its efforts to make changes, including a potential alternative school.
There's a lot of work to be done. Ultimately, I think it's a good idea. There is a segment of the student population that needs an alternative school, but we need to make sure it's put together carefully so that it doesn't fail from the beginning.
Two other newcomers to the Unit 4 board are Susan Gray and Scott McAdam. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Incumbent John Dimmitt has beaten out two challengers to retain his seat on the Urbana District 116 school board. Dimmitt says it's been a challenging and problematic time to serve on the board after the arrest of an Urbana grade school teacher on sex abuse charges this year.
What it does is it makes it ever so more important for us to work hard to restore the trust in the district over the next several months. It also means that we need to work hard to make sure that our personnel program rules and regulations and procedures are the soundest and the best that they can be. And that'll be something that we'll have to work on right away.
Dimmitt withstood challenges from Andrew Wilk and Tracy Heilman, both of whom had their own proposals for averting such incidents in the future. Dimmitt has served 20 years on the District 116 board. He says he's looking forward to helping the transition to a new superintendent when Preston Williams replaces the retiring Gene Amberg. Residents in the new Champaign Southwest Mass Transit District voted to allow the new district to tax them. By a 7-3 margin, voters approved a new property tax to fund the legal battle against the larger Champaign-Urbana MTD. The Southwest MTD will join Scott Tapley's lawsuit, which argues that the Champaign-Urbana MTD had no right to forcibly annex the Southwest Champaign area. Until the matter is resolved, the two mass transit districts overlap and residents will pay property taxes to both of them. Tapley says yesterday's vote shows Southwest Champaign residents are serious about keeping the CU-MTD out.
They're committed to seeing it through and they're willing to put some money behind it. You know, it's one thing to just vote to create a district and try to avoid the annexation, but it's another thing to step up and fund a lawsuit to put some meat behind it and try to win a court battle.
The Champaign Southwest MTD's new property tax is capped at 2.6 cents for every $100 of assessed valuation. Tapley says that's roughly a tenth of the CU-MTD's property tax. He says the Champaign Southwest MTD board has promised to dissolve the district if their legal battle fails. The dry days of Mahomet will soon be over. Citizens there voted last night to allow alcohol sales again after more than 60 years of prohibition. About 72% of voters supported the referendum. Eric Bohan is with the Mahomet Chamber of Commerce, and he says people had to be educated to mark the ballot on the right spot.
Since it's a state law, to my understanding, it has to be a reverse vote, which would mean you'd have to vote no for the approval of alcohol sales. So, and we got out the word that a no vote actually means yes.
Bohan says the Mahomet Chamber of Commerce hopes lifting the ban would attract more business to the village. He says it could increase economic development and bring more money to the community via the sales tax. Also last night, voters in Mahomet defeated a tax levy for a new library, and two incumbent Mahomet Seymour school board members were defeated by four challengers who ran as a slate. The mayor of Danville, Scott Eisenhower, easily won re-election. And a winery in Catlin Township in Vermilion County will now be able to set up shop. Voters there threw out a decades-old prohibition on alcohol sales. A graduate of Unity High School has been killed in Iraq. 25-year-old Private First Class Lucas Starcevich last lived in St. Charles. The Army says he died in Baghdad after his vehicle hit an explosive device. He was a 2000 Unity graduate. In statements issued through Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn's office, Starcevich's father said his son enlisted back in 2000 because he always wanted to be a soldier. A Virginia Tech student who lost her life in Monday's massacre spent many of her teenage years in Champaign. 19-year-old Austin Cloyd was one of the students who died inside Norris Hall, according to her family's former pastor. Terry Harder at Champaign's First United Methodist Church says he spoke to Cloyd's family yesterday. He remembers Austin's years at Centennial High School, where she was also involved in a church project that touched her life.
Where every summer a group of kids went to Appalachia, to a different little town, some holler up in the hills, where they did house rehabbing to keep them homes warmer, safer, and drier. And that mission program, she went on that every year for several years, 3 or 4 years, and that was really meaningful part of her life. She was that kind of young lady.
Cloyd's father, Brian, is a former U of I accounting professor who now teaches at Virginia Tech. Harder says Austin Cloyd and her family moved to Blacksburg during her senior year in high school. She was involved in athletics at Centennial and was a lifeguard at the university. Harder says there are no arrangements at the moment for a local memorial service, but the church hosted a short prayer service for Austin Cloyd last night. Meanwhile, many Asian Americans in Urbana and Champaign are concerned about possible backlashes after the Virginia Tech gunman was identified as a South Korean. More than 50 people gathered last night at the Asian American Cultural Center in Urbana to share their worries. The program director of the Korean Cultural Center, Helen Lee, says she's already considered canceling some events.
I personally felt threatened by the news and other people talking about how South Koreans are really violent. People started having racial prejudice already in the campus.
University of Illinois medical student Sharon Sellers believes the media produces racial tensions by overemphasizing the South Korean background of the Virginia Tech shooter.
I'm a Korean American and I feel the fear and I'm scared and it's not a racial thing. My heart is out there with those people regardless of my race.
Meanwhile, the U of I police chief Chris Fitzpatrick says she's concerned of possible backlashes toward Asians and she says people should report any incident by calling 911. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. Our forecast remains rather warm compared to what we've seen recently. We'll have near normal temperatures the next few days, and for the most part, a dry forecast as well, not so much rain. And the rain will be scattered and confined to various locations. Our forecast for meteorologist Ed Kieser for today, it'll be mostly sunny in northwest Illinois. Elsewhere in the north and in central sections, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered afternoon showers. In the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and an isolated thunderstorm. The highs today ranging from 45 along the Chicago lakefront to near 70 in far southern Illinois. For tonight, partly cloudy in western Illinois, elsewhere mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, most numerous in Indiana, and lows ranging from 36 in some northern and central locations to 44 in far southern Indiana. For tomorrow, a little bit cooler. In southern Indiana, cloudy with scattered showers in the morning, elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy, and highs ranging from around 50 near Lake Michigan to 65 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 18th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.